This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The region of Queens is going ahead with changes to the three-way stop in downtown Liverpool to address safety concerns from pedestrians and motorists. At their meeting earlier this month, councillors voted in favor of three recommendations from consultants CBCL, who did a traffic study of the Main and Market intersection in February. Those are removing the westbound or right turning lane on Main Street in front of the post office and adding a curb extension to shorten the crosswalk distance, adding tactile walking surface indicators or TWSIs to warn visually impaired pedestrians, and removing or changing some of the parking near the intersection. Mayor Scott Christian said after the meeting that council wants Director of Infrastructure Adam Grant to come back with a plan. He said he's particularly interested to see what could happen with the parking spaces. The region's traffic study found that some collisions and near collisions were caused by people entering or leaving the angled spots outside the post office.
And I'll be interested. I'll be interested to see what staff come up with and in consultation with some experts to figure out what some other options for reconfiguration could look like there.
CBCL representatives told councillors in July that the intersection can handle current and future traffic volumes without installing traffic lights. The busy intersection has caused safety concerns for years. Council has returned to the issue repeatedly in the past without settling on a solution. CBCL had asked staff whether the region wanted the study done during warmer weather in the spring when traffic activity would be higher. The region's response was that the consultants should use their best judgment. Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton asked Grant whether the recommendation against traffic lights would have been different if the consultants had come later in the year. Grant said their conclusion about lights would have been the same.
I think it was a valid point to be raised, but I'm satisfied that our director of infrastructure felt that the methodology was appropriate.
Christian said he's not sure when council will see a plan for the changes at Main and Market Streets, but it would have to be accounted for in next year's budget before the work could begin. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.